Now, before we do that, though, Sam, I heard a podcast with Campbell Brown on it talking about a little fracas that happened at a nightclub after the grand final between the Melbourne players and the Western Bulldogs players. Now, you were over there, so I want you to have a listen to what Campbell Brown said. This is apparently what happened. Let's listen.
They're at this club, level three. Doggies are level two. Remember, they hate each other. They're hanging over the rails, giving it to the Doggies boys, right? Getting real heated, real personal. You come down, we'll come up, right? We're going to fight
you. Halfway.
We'll meet you halfway, right? And it would have been unbelievable. Imagine that. Like the two teams that played in the grand final on the Saturday, punching on at a club on a Monday. It didn't come to blows. A player from Melbourne and a player from the Western Bulldogs that are best mates, used to live together, may still do. They met halfway between level two and level three. Right, in safe ground, and negotiated a peace treaty.
There's Campbell. Now, it sounds like a bit of mayo may have been put on this story. It sounds like a sportsman's night story that'll live on for years and years and years. But, Sam, you were over there. You were in Perth. You may have even been in this nightclub. Is there any truth? Did you hear anything about a fight, a potential fight between the Western Bulldogs and the Demons players? Come on. Did you hear anything?
Look, hand on heart, I was made aware of an incident at a nightclub midweek after the grand final.
Oh.
But I was told that it would petered out pretty quickly. And I'm a big believer, Matty, as you know, in stuff that happens when footballers are out and about should remain private until the public needs to be made aware of it. That is, if police get involved, if it affects anyone else at the club, if the club, you know, impose sanctions, then it's fair game. Otherwise, you're a member of the public, out with your mates, enjoying your time. Anyway, I don't know what actually happened. I'm not sure if their CEO, Gary Pert, was actually at the nightclub with them. I would suggest not, Perties, we welcome you in, but any response to Campbell Brown's story?
Hey, Sam and Matty. Well, I can guarantee you right up front, I wasn't at the nightclub.
Oh, that's disappointing.
That they were talking about. But no, from all my reports, it's absolutely blown out of all proportions. But like all these things, you don't like tipping water on them, because these are the stories that just keep on growing as the days go on. So, but unfortunately, this one was a bit of a beat up.